Morning once again.
In the gospel reading we heard today, he said, "My peace I leave you and my peace I give you, not as the world gives it to you." Our goal to live well in this earth is to have peace. And that's a daily task. In fact, if it's a daily task, we keep praying, we keep doing, we keep reflecting, and that if we have done justice first to God, and to the people, and to the work that we do, peace is a fruit of justice. And together with that peace, we have the joy. The three characteristics of the kingdom of God being celebrated on earth, when first there is justice, comes forth peace and joy. And this is what we, again, here on earth being celebrated, and this is what we hope for when we come to the kingdom of the Father. But the question, my dear brothers and sisters, is what is peace? What does Jesus mean when he said peace in the gospel? Not of the external peace that consists in the absence of war or conflicts between people or diverse nations. At other times, he also speaks of this peace. For example, when he says, "Blessed are those who work for peace, for they shall be called children of God." Here he speaks of another peace, the inner of the heart of the person with himself and in God. This is our aim, like every day, an inner peace with himself and with God. It is understood by what we immediately adds, "Do not disturb your heart or be afraid." And we know that some people say there are 366 do not be afraid in the gospel. I check it one time, it's only 144. But if it is 366, we have one for each day to speak to ourselves that we should be at peace. But, like we say, you cannot buy peace at the Walmart. It has to be a work, intentional work, and sincere work in relationship with God, who is peace himself. So, my dear brothers and sisters, come to think about it, that the fundamental peace without this is the fundamental peace without which there is no other peace. Billions of drops of dirty water do not form a clean ocean. And billions of restless hearts do not make up humanity in peace. The word used by Jesus when he said peace at Easter, it means shalom. Like the eastern countries near my country, the Philippines, shalom is a constant greeting. With it, the Jews greeted each other and still greet each other to this day. With it, he greeted the disciples of Easter evening, and with it, he orders to greet people. And even when visiting houses, when you knock at the door and open the host place, opens the door for you, that is a constant greeting. In any house you enter, you say, "Peace to this household." My dear brothers and sisters, it's a very good time for us to understand this meaning. At later time, we will be saying, "Peace be with you," and say, "Let's offer each other the sign of peace." Let's have a deeper understanding of the word of peace, and henceforth, they make change, firm up, make beautiful our life. We should have gone from the Bible to understand the meaning of the peace that Christ gives. The peace that the Bible shalom says, more than the simple absence of war and disorder. Positively, it indicates well-being. It means rest. It means safety. It means success, and it means glory. Scripture speaks even of the peace of God and the God of peace. Peace does not indicate, therefore, only what God gives, but also what God is, because God, as I said, is peace. Without God, without communing with God, without a good relationship with God, there will be no peace within ourselves. This tells us that this peace of heart that we all desire can never be achieved completely and stably without God. Outside God, as I said, there will be no peace. Jesus implies that what is opposed to peace is confusion, craving, or fear. And the Lord said, even do not disturb your heart. How easy it is to say, to say it, will object one. And you know, brothers and sisters, come the days that we sleep all night. I have experienced that one time, or not having a restless heart. I mean, having a restless heart and not having in peace, staying in bed all night, but hearing the clock, you know, the timer, like it rings at 1 o'clock, at 2 o'clock, and still awake. In the morning time, you have lots of eye bag, and not still uneasy. So how to appease this anxiety, the restlessness, the nervousness that devours us all and prevents us from enjoying that little peace? There are those who, by temperament, are more exposed to these things. If there's a danger, they enlarge it. A way of thinking. There's a danger, you enlarge it. And therefore, there's a difficulty that they multiply it by hundreds. Everything comes a cause of anxiety. I know if my time permits. Remember the song, Be Happy, Don't Worry, Be Happy? The line is, the more you worry, the problems becomes double. And you say, and you say, don't worry. Yeah. Got it. But dear brothers and sisters, the gospel does not promise the solutions to these ills. To some extent, there are parts of our human conditions exposed as we are to, there are forces and threats far greater than us. But it indicates a remedy. And the gospel we hear today says, do not disturb your heart. Have faith in God and have faith in me also. The remedy is trusting in the Lord. Who of you, by worrying, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verse 25, who among you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? And therefore, since you cannot do this very little things, why do you worry about the rest? Like I said, don't worry, be happy. I have some suggestions, my dear brothers and sisters, offer of solutions to remain in peace every day. Number one, we have our daily prayers. First, seeking the will of the Father. Because when we do our will, we do it our way, like in the song, I did it my way. And we do it, brothers and sisters, you had lots of troubles, difficulties, and if you do it your way. But if you say, I will do it in Jesus' way, there will be that peace. The second one, come to examine your conscience every day. It's a good time at night before sleeping to come to examine our conscience. What have I done good today? Thank you, Lord. What have I done not so good today? Lord, if you will, tomorrow, that will be my agenda, that I will work it out tomorrow. I become better tomorrow. Our challenge is always, if I am good yesterday, I should be better today. And tomorrow, I would be better or best. A Filipino joke would say, we should be the best that we want today. And tomorrow, a new way of living. And number three, as I said, sleep well. When you are to sleep, sleep. Moments people, the devil tells us, tempts you, the time you are to sleep, that's when you start thinking of past, of difficulties, of anger, of unforgiveness. There will be no peace there, my dear brothers and sisters. And the last day, the aim, you say, be the new person that you are today. Yesterday, you were the old person, and today, you are the new one. New opportunity to think, new opportunity to relate, new opportunity to do and correct things of the past, that we can become truly the child of God that we are. And that way, my dear brothers and sisters, we will remain and we will live, we will love, we will enjoy the peace that God tells us and commands us to. Peace be with you. And the peace that reigns and brings us a better life. God bless us all.